Do you think that with what Brendan Shanahan is doing and with what the NHL clearly is doing,
messages are clear,
that we are on an inevitable path to have more of an international style NHL game? I mean, don't you think, even though there's going to be that hardcore base of Canadian fans that isn't going to like it, that the it's inevitable?
I hope that's not the case. I think I'm a little bit more old school in that respect. I think that the fact is, guys are bigger, stronger, and faster. It's the same size ice rink. Like every sport, guys are hitting harder. Guys are in great shape now. They're great athletes. They're not just hockey players anymore. And the reality is that we're moving at a fast speed, and things like that are going to happen. It happens so quickly. I think it's very tough. He's in a tough position. Obviously, you're trying to set a precedent and protect the players, but I think that it's a slippery slope, because that's one thing that makes our game unique, is that it is such a high speed, and we do hit so hard.
But then what are you thinking in the moment where you're supposed to be making that decision? And we chronicled this with the NFL when they mm-hmm. talked about launching into and protecting the quarterbacks, that you might be horizontal to the ground and still conscious of where can I make contact. What actually are you thinking when you're making a check that you have to make? And you know that you're maybe the last guy between the guy with the puck and the goal, or maybe the guy who's about to get the puck. What are the calculations?
Yeah, for me, I've had the same rule for a long time, and I don't know how other guys approach it, but if I can't hit at least half of the guy's body, then I miss the hit, so I have to go by them. Anytime you're only getting a piece of somebody, or you're sticking out your knee or your elbow, you run the risk of not hurting yourself, but you're going to get... you're going to elbow a guy in the chin. You're going to get a guy's knee. I think that, my rule is that I try to at least get half the guy. And that, for the most part, has worked out. Obviously, you want to play in that edge, and it's tough. I mean, as they try to shape the rules and redefine what's acceptable, they got to be careful. I think it's easy to suspend all these guys now, but you can't go backwards. Once you set that precedent, you're going to have to make it go forward forever.
Are there still plenty of guys, Jamal, then in the NHL that do that? Because we're talking about that they want to go back the other way, and clearly they're sending the message without saying it, it seems to me, because I've read enough about it to understand that. So there are still guys in the NHL that hard to pull back on, that you think are still doing exactly what the NHL probably doesn't want them to do?
Yeah, I think there are, but I think that the more that they suspend guys for even small infractions, I think it wakes guys up that... it's the quickest way to get guys' attention is at their pocketbook. And when you're going to lose money, you're going to hurt your team, it's going to make any player more aware of what they're doing out there. And you've seen evidence of it already this year.